The mourners crowded under and around a crimson McGargle funeral home tent, which was much too small. It covered the grave and four rows of folding chairs. 1,000 were needed. Ray and Forrest sat with their knees almost touching the casket and listened as Reverend Palmer wrapped it all up. Sitting in a folding chair at the edge of his father's open grave, Ray found it odd the things he thought about. He wanted to go home. He missed his classroom and his students. He missed flying and the views of the Shenandoah Valley from 5,000 feet. He was tired and irritable and did not want to spend the next 2 hours lingering in the cemetery making small talk with people who remembered when he was born. The wife of a Pentecostal preacher had the final words. She sang Amazing Grace, and for 5 minutes time stood still. In a beautiful soprano, her voice echoed through the gentle hills of the cemetery, comforting the dead, giving hope to the living. Even the birds stopped flying. An army boy with a trumpet played taps, and everybody had a good cry. They folded the flag and handed it to Forrest, who was sobbing and sweating under the damn suede jacket. As the final notes faded into the woods, Harry Rex started bawling behind them. Ray leaned forward and touched the casket. He said a silent farewell, then rested with his elbows on his knees, his face in his hands. The burial broke up quickly. It was time for lunch. Ray figured that if he just sat there and stared at the casket, then folks would leave him alone. Forrest flung a heavy arm across his shoulders, and together they looked as though they might stay until dark. Harry Rex regained his composure and assumed the role of family spokesman. Standing outside the tent, he thanked the dignitaries for coming, complimented Palmer on a fine service, praised the preacher's wife for such a beautiful rendition, told Claudia that she could not sit with the boys, that she needed to move along, and on and on. The gravediggers waited under a nearby tree, shovels in hand. When everybody was gone, including Mr. McGargle and his crew, Harry Rex fell into the chair on the other side of Forrest, and for a long time the three of them sat there, staring and not wanting to leave. The only sound was that of a backhoe somewhere in the distance, waiting. But Forrest and Ray didn't care. How often do you bury your father? And how important is time to a gravedigger?
"What a great funeral,"
Harry Rex finally said. He was an expert on such matters.
"He would have been proud," said Forrest.
"He loved a good funeral," Ray added. "Hated weddings, though."
"I love weddings," said Harry Rex. "Four or five?" asked Forrest. "Four and counting."
A man in a city work uniform approached and quietly asked,
"Would you like for us to lower it now?"
Neither Ray nor Forrest knew how to respond. Harry Rex had no doubt.
"Yes, please," he said.
The man turned a crank under the grave apron. Very slowly, the casket began sinking. They watched it until it came to rest deep in the red soil. The man removed the belts, the apron, and the crank, and disappeared.
"I guess it's over," Forrest said.
Lunch was tamales and sodas at a drive-in on the edge of town, away from the crowded places where someone would undoubtedly interrupt them with a few kind words about the judge. They sat on a wooden picnic table under a large umbrella and watched the cars go by.
"When are you heading back?" Harry Rex asked.
"First thing in the morning," Ray answered.
"We have some work to do."
"I know. Let's do it this afternoon."
"What kind of work?" Forrest asked.
"Probate stuff," Harry Rex said. "We'll open the estate in a couple of weeks, whenever Ray can get back. We need to go through the judge's papers now and see how much work there is."
"Sounds like a job for the executor."
"You can help."
Ray was eating and thinking about his car, which was parked on a busy street near the Presbyterian Church. Surely it was safe there.
"I went to a casino last night," he announced with his mouth full.
"Which one?" asked Harry Rex.
"Santa Fe something or other. First one I came to.
You been there?"
"I've been to all of them," he said, as if he'd never go back.
With the exception of illegal narcotics, Harry Rex had explored every vice.
"Me too,"
said Forrest, a man with no exceptions.
"How'd you do?" Forrest asked.
"I won a couple of thousand at blackjack. They comped me a room."
"I paid for that damn room," Harry Rex said. probably the whole floor. I love their free drinks, said Forrest. $20 a pop.
Ray swallowed hard and decided to set the bait. I found some matches from the Santa Fe on the old man's desk. Was he sneaking over there?
Sure, said Harry Rex. He and I used to go once a month. He loved the dice.
The old man? Forrest asked. Gambling?
Yep.
So there's the rest of my inheritance. What he didn't give away, he gambled away.
No, he was actually a pretty good player.
Ray pretended to be as shocked as Forrest, but he was relieved to pick up his first clue, slight as it was. It seemed almost impossible that the judge could have amassed such a fortune shooting craps once a week. He and Harry Rex would pursue it later.